All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? Either your favorite game show was Deal or No Deal or Let's Make a Deal. The bottom line is we got plenty to talk about today because Barry is having all kinds of things to deal with in video games, and that is breaking news. That is what we need to talk about to start off the show, because there are things that are keeping him home on the range while playing video games. No. While the rest of us were busy with things like old Demaryius Thomas being traded to the Texans.
The what?
A five-time Pro Bowler with a Super Bowl ring that takes the heat off of D-Hop and gives Watson another resource. No.
The who, the what? What happened now?
Oh, some things happened we'll get to. But let's just safe to say that Brian Gain is not Rick Smith in a lot of ways. And in one big way, he ain't afraid to make a splash like a tidal wave and get the team some help that they desperately needed going down the stretch for the second half of the season. But without further ado, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Welcome aboard, everybody.
What's up, fellas?
Nick, wait to just kind of
Stroll in
and be like, hey, fellas, what's up?
He just walks in and goes, hot, and then
Let's do this.
Yeah.
I was recording Comicast down the
That's a lie.
You are such a damn liar. Because I was in there with Jong the whole time.
I was podcasting.
No, you couldn't have been podcasting. No
way. I just pulled up like two minutes ago.
You and Trey were at Pete's Fine Meats.
Love me some Pete's Fine Meats.
Oh, I know you do.
Were you just
Pocket
decided,
Sammy's.
Screw it, I'm just going
to
show up
No, I just had so much to do, and I didn't bother to text you guys.
You know, it's funny, because I almost texted you guys and said, it's going to be close, fellas. I got here like 12:40.
Is this all because of the video game?
I mean, it might have been. Dude, there's a lot to do on the range, okay? I don't know what to tell you, but I've got a horse to brush. I walked into camp this morning, got run over and killed by a ram. I got stuff to worry about, okay?
See, here's the thing. So we had to tell Barry to turn around and look at the TV so he could find out that Texas traded for Demaryius Thomas.
Had no clue.
And I was like, dude, where have you been under a rock? He goes, I've been on the range. I've been fighting off goats and punching horses.
So I get here, and I was like, where's Joel and Nick? And John's like, I have no idea where Nick is. I was like, yeah, that figures. And then, no, he didn't. Okay, maybe that didn't happen. But he goes, Joel's doing an emergency video. I was like, first of all, there's no such thing as an emergency video. No one needs a video bad enough that it's an emergency.
Ladies and gentlemen, with a bomb approaching, I would like to tell you the exact things to do to execute the plan to save your lives. Well, that's not happening.
So then I was like, oh, I didn't even bother to ask what the emergency was. I was just like, oh, okay. And so I'm sitting there and we're talking, and then Joel walks in and we're talking, and I turn around and look at the TV and I was like, guys, Texans traded for Demaryius Thomas. They were like, yeah, dumbass,
yeah,
we know.
Been?
That's what the video was for. I was like, oh, when did that happen? They were like, 10 minutes ago. I was like, don't act like it happened at 12 midnight and I just now found out. Although that
would also have been possible.
That would have been very possible, because I looked at nothing. I went to bed after the first play of the game.
Oh.
And it was like, this game's going to suck. And so I just went to bed. And then I got up this morning and joined the range and rode around on a horse. So that was my morning.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
So we're getting a full review of the game today or what?
Do you really want that?
I mean,
like
I kind of
gave
care.
You. It's like gardening talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's not as annoying as lawn talk for me.
I kind of gave you the review yesterday. Nothing must just change for me at this point.
I wouldn't bleep you during video game time.
Thank you. Yeah, it's still the same. But I'm excited about this trade, man.
Me too.
I didn't think that the Texans would make a move. People kept texting the show and asking, will they make a move? And I was like, no, I don't think so. What did the Texans give up? Do we know?
A fourth and a seventh. And they got a seventh back. So they flip-flopped sevenths, which, I mean, if you're not Rick Smith and you're not worried about special teams backups, I think you'll be fine giving up the seventh and
swapping.
Seventh
means nothing. So
the fourth-round pick for a guy that's a five-time Pro Bowler with a Super Bowl ring that's still got a little left in the tank, you'll do that any day, all day, because you already know that you
I don't want to say wasted a pick, but you used to pick on Kiki Kuti, and right now he can't stay healthy.
Yep.
So you had to have, and we all said that if you don't go out and get somebody, and somebody that the defenses and the secondaries in this league will respect, that D-Hop's going to see a lot of double teams. Numbers are probably going to go down as good as he is. So this does a whole lot of good, and it gives Deshaun Watson another security blanket that he can go to. This guy's big. People don't realize the size. I mean, he's like 6'3". He's big. He's strong. He's still got some speed and got some gas in the tank. So I'm very fired up
6'3", about it. 230, 30 years of age, close to 31, but that's all right. So not obviously not a long-term, but I think this signifies to the fans that, hey, look, the Texans feel like they can win this division, make the playoffs, and then you never know what happens. So, I mean, giving up a four and a seven for a guy that you can almost count on to be there game in and game out. I mean, when you look at, he hasn't missed a game since 2011.
That's huge.
That's huge. So, I mean, to be able to count on that guy game in and game out when you have D-Hop, because you can't count on QT, you can't count on Will Fuller. They went out and got a reliable two that can take the heat off of D-Hop.
That's been a one.
Yeah, that's been a one, which is one of the absolute big things that they needed, along with some maybe a little bit of extra help in the secondary and offensive linemen. So good for them, man. I don't think they gave up too much either, to be honest with you.
Well, you know
pick, if it would have been a third, I would have been a little more concerned.
Here's
about
the thing.
It.
So you know how you know that they didn't give up too much on the Rick Smith trade tracker grade? Because right after the Texans acquired Demaryius Thomas, Golden Tate was traded, who was also on the Texans' radar.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Tate was traded to the Philadelphia Eagles for a third-round pick.
Nice.
So, and he, I believe he's a free agent at the end of the year, so I believe that's more of a rental. And, you know, they already have Aguilar, and they have Alshon Jeffries. The fact of the matter is, he went for more, and you got a guy that brings more to the table in terms of his resume. And a guy that you need. You sorely needed a guy with hands that has size that can still, you know, separate from the defense that was just kind of wasting away in Denver. And Emmanuel Sanders came out and said it right after the trade. He's with the Broncos. He's not happy. And the extra feather in your cap, not that it makes a huge deal about this, but a couple things to consider. They're playing the Broncos this week. You don't think they're going to get a ton of intel from Demaryius Thomas?
Oh, yeah.
That's going to help immensely.
Yeah.
And then after this game, they have the bye week, and he has a whole week and some to get up to speed with this offense and really make a difference.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you said third-round pick for Golden Tate, and I think of the two, I would probably prefer to have Demaryius Thomas at this point. Not that there's a huge separation between the two guys. They're both really good receivers. Not great receivers, but really good receivers. So I think if you can get one of those two cheaper, than you did well. And so to find out that they only had to give up a fourth, that's good. Because like I said, I think a third, you start bordering on too much.
Uh-huh.
For a guy that, again, is 31, he might play another year or two. I don't even know. I got to look up his contract situation and see what that is.
He's got one left, and it's a 14. It's 14 on the cap. So it's a spendy last year. But if he proves in the second half of the season to be anything worthwhile,
sure,
you can afford to do that.
And you're not married to a long-term contract,
you mentioned
so that's good.
Look at how much cap space they had saved for this year.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be that big of a deal in terms of it's not going to hamper you and cap string you. You're going to be fine.
Yep.
So I love it. I just do. And you know what? Here's the other great thing. Because of the two trades we just mentioned, because of Amari Cooper going, because big names are moving at otherwise what is a very stale trade deadline in the NFL as opposed to the other leagues, now I'm hearing there's rumors all over the place that there's still more to be had. More deals to be done. Teams are still looking at Pierre Garçon. People are looking for LeSean McCoy. The fact that Ha Ha Clinton-Dix could go from Green Bay. There's a lot of people that are kicking the tires on a lot of players, and we've got less than 2 hours to go on the clock. This could be a fun couple hours on the show, fellas.
Boy, it really could be. We better keep our ears glued to the waiver wire and the trade wire, Nicholas. That'll be your job.
Yeah, and you know, here's the other thing I thought about.
For that breaking news.
When you're a team like the Jags, and everybody has linked you to Peyton Manning, and you and I said this to you yesterday. They've linked to Peyton Manning. They've linked to, you know, available quarterbacks that probably aren't going to be available for them if you're the Jaguars. Why aren't you kicking the tires
Peyton
on Tyrod?
Manning or Eli Manning?
I'm sorry, Eli Manning.
I was going to say.
Why aren't you kicking the tires on Tyrod Taylor? Because now Baker Mayfield is solidified in a team that has no solid foundation, but you know he's their guy.
Right.
Tyrod Taylor has playoff experience. He's a veteran. He's a guy that a couple teams out in this league should at least take a look at because he could save their season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. A couple things on the trade. So it was rumored that the Patriots were also considering Thomas, along with the Titans and Eagles. So the Texans stepped in and beat them all to the punch. O'Brien on the trade. I've been watching him for a long time since he was at Georgia Tech and since he's been in the NFL. Excellent athletic skills, great hands, really good route runner, very smooth route runner. He's a tough guy to defend. So, I mean, I believe
Billy O was an assistant at Georgia Tech, so he might really and have some intel on him. Yeah.
You know a guy, there's two guys that are probably happier than anybody in the world right now.
Watson and Hopkins,
because that was why you were excited to get Fuller. You were excited about the prospects of QT, and now you've got a legitimate threat on the other side that teams have to respect.
You're absolutely right. Good so we got them. Plenty to talk about. If you want to chime in here and get your opinions heard, HRMP listener line 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, and of course you can reach us via Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny. Should be a fun show today, people, and we're just getting started. Fasten your seatbelts and buckle up. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Just getting started, but we know that you guys, because of all the responses we get on Thursdays, play fantasy football. And sometimes you want to play, you just don't want to be locked down for the whole season. You got things to do. Well, you should just play with us then, because you can log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells, and you can play for a week, a couple of weeks. You got it all figured out, and you got the time. You can play all season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a free night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the country. Red Roof Inn gives you 15% off in October just for being a loyal radio listener to ESPN 97.5. It's the easiest discount in the lodging industry. Just listen to ESPN 97.5. Log on to theredroof.com and use code VP#623409. Yeah, that's right. That's easy to remember. VP#623409. Get 15% off the best rate at any Red Roof Inn or Red Roof Plus nationwide. At the Red Roof.
I was
Roof.
Just about to do it. Of course, I was going to do it in key, though.
I'll kiss my
ass. Oh, got him.
At the Red House.
And Hispanics. That's my favorite part of the whole, that long-ass commercial. And then they just bust out with the word Hispanics. And that's my favorite part.
Because that's PC. That's
well,
HR.
That's the point.
I get
that's,
it.
Not today,
my
Satan.
My Lord Satan.
Not
Barry.
Today, Satan. There was a graphic on ESPN where they were talking about the trade and getting Thomas. Mm-hmm. It says, dynamic duo, Demaryius Thomas and DeAndre Hopkins have been two of the top receivers in the NFL since 2013, which was Hopkins' debut. Here's a look at their NFL ranks. You ready? Mm-hmm. Receptions, Hopkins ranked sixth in receptions. Mm-hmm. Thomas, second. Receiving yards, fourth. For Hopkins, third for Thomas. Receiving touchdowns, seventh for Hopkins, tied for fifth for Demaryius Thomas. So they're painting the picture that you basically got another DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know if I would go that far necessarily because he is a little bit older.
Older, yeah.
His skills have diminished a touch. Now he's had a bunch of garbage thrown to him in Denver, so you can't really hold that against him either. But you have to be excited. He might just be a tick below what DeAndre Hopkins is right now in his career. But at one point, these guys are very similar. So you might be looking into the future of what DeAndre Hopkins will be in a couple of years.
Yeah, because if you look
too.
At it, when you start talking about that, and we know that Andre Johnson was the first person in the Ring of Honor for the Texans, Elway has come out and said, there's a day coming when Demaryius Thomas will be in the Ring of Honor for the Broncos. He's second in almost every franchise receiving category for the Broncos behind Rod Smith, the great Rod Smith. So you know that this
That's
guy
a name that gets lost a lot.
Can really play. Yeah.
Rod Smith's name.
He was so good for so long. Yep. It was just quiet the way he did it. And Elway's quote was, with the youth we have at receiver, we wanted to get him on the field, and Demaryius goes to a team that definitely wanted him. It was best for both sides. We weren't going to do this deal unless we got value. We weren't taking less than a fourth, and inevitably that's what they got. And if you want to know some of the youth that they're talking about, you don't have to look too far, and you don't have to look out of the state of Texas, because in the second round, they took Courtland Sutton out of SMU in this last draft, and he's going to see a huge spike in time. They think he has the same size and the same ability that Thomas had when he came in the league. They're very high on him. He was supposed to be a first-round pick and slipped, so they're going to get some youth on the field. Texas are going to get exactly what they needed, which we wanted, which was a guy that has been there, done that, so that he can do it again.
Well, I don't know what this argument or this article is. I'm going to read it at the break, but I was looking at
it now on air.
No, I was looking at links, and it's just somebody wrote an article about the fact that a trade for Demaryius Thomas would be a colossal mistake. Look, you gave up a fourth round pick.
Who wrote that?
It's written by Brian K. Patterson. Do you know who that is?
No clue. So, I know that someone here did a video on how they should go get Demaryius Thomas.
Who?
That'd be me.
Oh.
So I just remembered that when you said that. But, yeah, I mean.
It's almost like you have sources on the inside or people close to the organization that you ask.
Why can't I just be me and be smart and say that that's
Come
what
on,
they needed
Joel.
To get? I didn't.
That's
no.
not how this works.
On the 29th, I said that they should go get Demaryius Thomas. Not mm-hmm. so it doesn't have anything to do with the video that I cut today that they went and got Demaryius Thomas. But it's mm-hmm. nice to be right every now and then.
So you didn't have anybody put that in your ear?
Nope.
There wasn't a guy that maybe used to host this show with ties to the organization that's not like, hey, you know what? They might be looking at this guy.
Used to host this show.
Really?
Why am I not getting that? Nick, do you get
Nick,
that?
Are you really? Are you hearing this?
Are we talking?
He's already forgot about Travis. Already.
Oh, no, I got nothing from Travis Johnson. I swear on the Bible.
Really?
And swear,
I would have thought that would have been your
absolutely
source.
Absolutely nothing from Trap on that. Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, look at you.
I kind of forgot about Trap, too, though, when you mentioned it.
Oh, boy. You guys are jerks. I just figured that's who his source was for
inside
information.
Now, if the Jaguars make a trade, Keenan's not telling me anything anyway, either.
I was going to say, did Keenan have any
He's not
info?
Allowed to talk at all. All as a member of the coaching staff of Doug Marrone, not
which
at
tells
all.
Which it probably
even now that they're losing.
No, especially because they're losing. They got a defensive back that used to talk for everybody. Now he ain't even talking. So
did
yeah,
he
no
give you his opinion on Blake Bortles?
I think honestly, if he moves on, we'll get his honest opinion on Blake Bortles. Otherwise, while he's there, he's going to tell you, "Hey, he's a good soldier. Hopefully, he can help the team. Good Lord willing, it works out in the end." That's the kind of thing you're going to hear from him.
Kind of like you were doing with the Rockets, just lying to us all these years.
I love them. They're so good. They're just a good team. Just waiting. They're just waiting to break out. If they get healthy and get guys back from suspensions and they get some shooters and play some defense and can actually stop some people and could do some other things, then maybe they're going to be great.
Okay, let's just real quick address that. As built, as is, no trades. Are they top five or bottom five?
Who?
The Rockets.
In the West?
Yeah.
They're probably
bottom. I still
bottom.
Think they're in the top five.
Bottom three?
I don't know about the bottom
so
three.
So you're saying they're a five seed?
I think they're like bottom four is, what I would,
five,
is the way
so
I would
that
just
could be,
describe it.
Yeah, they could fall anywhere through not one, by the way.
No.
Unless catastrophic injuries happen. And I would say two, three, four, five.
As built right now, they look like a six seed the way they're playing.
Yeah, I'm saying bottom four.
Oh, right now, too. But don't say that too
well,
loud,
bottom
Barry,
three.
Because I've been getting browbeat for
six,
that
seven,
one
eight.
All over the place because I'm too critical too quick.
Well, you hate them, but I don't. But I'm still
Here we go.
Just honestly. I mean, they look bad. They
Nick,
they look
do we have
really
any calls
bad.
On gardening? Okay. Before we get off onto the negativity of the Rockets, let's
in.
Talk about some people checking in to talk about the trade that was just made. Let's get to La Raza first. La Raza trade. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's up over there, fist bump Barry? What's up, Nicolas?
What's up, man?
Yeah, man, what's up, fellas? Hey, I want to give a shout-out to young Percy. I just want to quick comment to Barry real quick.
Okay.
Thanks to you, now I don't even want to buy Red Dead Redemption. I saw a video of the guy hitting the horse, and then he died.
I told you.
I'm like, wow. So you're telling me that I have to go buy a game where I hit a horse and I die?
That's it.
Really?
That's it.
And then you have to customize your character. You got to groom them. And
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I might as well do that in real life.
That's what I'm saying. It's like SimCity Redneck Edition, where you have this little redneck you've got to grow up from nothing. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Bro, your parents told you when you were little, don't beat a dead horse. It's just the fact of the game.
And, well, I'm actually excited that we did this trade. And actually, the front office is actually doing something with this new general manager. But how do you guys feel still with that O-line? I mean, do you feel like they're clicking now? Because at that first, everybody was saying, the O-line, the O-line, the O-line. But we won five games straight. But, I mean, what do you feel now with Demaryius Thomas on our side now?
Appreciate the call, Rosa. Yeah, I'll tell you this. I think the O-line has looked better the last couple of games. But I was still beating the drum yesterday and Friday about O-line, O-line, O-line. I would have rather them made a trade for a tackle or guard than a receiver or secondary. But that's just me. I know other people at this station would have rather them gone out and gotten a receiver or secondary or whatever else. I want to see this team focus on the O-line. But they didn't, and that's okay.
Here's my thing. We've talked about this before. I've heard Lance say this too. If a team has a good tackle or guard, chances are they're hanging on to them. So it's tougher to get. But the reason why this line has looked better is because Watson's feeling better. And when he's healthy, he can make any subpar offensive line look at least mediocre or average, if not better. And now you give him more weapons that are going to get open so that he can make the offense look even better than that, or the offensive line. So I think that'll help even more.
Well, he better get into camp, and first thing he's got to do is work on scramble drills, because as a Texans receiver, that's your number one skill set, is knowing what to do when Deshaun Watson is running for his life.
You don't think they did that with Keenum? Because you didn't do it with Manning.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So, all right, Patrick, hang in there. We'll get you next. We're going to continue to talk about the big trade the Texans made, as well as some Rockets and some other things. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line, call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. As we continue to roll on in hour number one of the three-hour big show, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. Oh, fellas. Oh, that's right. Way back Wednesday, and you and I are done.
Done.
Nick, you got work Sucka. To do. Way back Wednesday for Halloween tomorrow.
Joel, you submitted your list too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Friday.
Yeah, I sure did.
Whatever.
It's Friday or Saturday.
Halloween themed songs for the big day tomorrow. By the way, Esme sends out the email this morning. I know you guys will come.
Are you guys dressing up?
No. Not even close.
I'm totally going to dress up as a radio host. That's what I'm going as. As a bad radio.
So you're
going
to wear socks
as a bad radio
with
host.
One boot?
I'm going to dress up as Barry Warner.
Oh!
Shots fired. Still shooting him. Rest in peace. Just his career.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, man.
I mean, you know, it's whatevs.
Bee boom boom.
Do what?
Bee boom boom.
Bee boom boom.
Oh, I could come as a 90s rapper.
You could.
I could.
MC Search.
And then you guys would be like, you're just trying to be Malibu. Just
be, are
you
actually Malibu's be MC Search wanted? Instead.
Just to make you very uncomfortable.
Search. Uh-huh.
I could go as the dog whisperer and just bring them all in here. And the whole show, you'd just be surrounded by dogs the entire time.
I love dogs, though. That's the thing.
Okay.
I know you guys don't think so because I have a cat. But again, as soon as this cat dies, whenever that is, 20 years from now, whatever, he's part turtle, I'm getting a dog. So I know you guys think that.
No, I think I you like dogs. I just don't think you're capable of taking care of one. That's all.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of some of the suggestions you made for our dogs.
It's so beautiful, the comfort level we've obtained, because Nick just comes right out.
It's so fascinating that you think I can't take care of a dog.
What was the suggestion he made for your dog, for the tripod? It was pretty harsh suggestion.
Sweep his leg when he acts up?
Something, I don't know.
That might have been it. It was something in the other stupid. Eye. I don't know.
It was probably really good, though. I mean, I'm going to guess. I'm pretty good at everything.
Oh, God.
All right, so I just found this tweet.
How are you on innuendo?
I'm pretty good at it. Okay. How are you?
Evidently,
you're
apparently
you suck.
Apparently, there are people out there that suck. And by the way, they suck so bad they're blocked. So enjoy the fact that no one's going to see your stupid text anymore. Have a nice day.
Somebody texted and said, this Texans talk is fun and all, but at the end of the day, come on, this team isn't going anywhere. Oh, they might be going to the playoffs, pal.
Yeah, I think you're going to the playoffs. And I think that, look, there are Texans teams that have had better records, that have had worse results in the playoffs. Need I remind you what the Chiefs did to you at home a few years ago? So the fact of the matter is, at least sitting back idly to say that we're going to develop our own drafted talent, which you didn't draft well, and try and get more free agents in the offseason to come to Houston, which you didn't do. Brian Gaines going for it and doing some things that help this team out. Are they a Super Bowl contender? No.
But you have something to look forward to.
Yeah. Are they a better team than they were
if they
2 hours
make some moves
ago?
In the offseason with offensive line and draft maybe a couple of guys that might be serviceable on that offensive line?
Absolutely.
And you have Demaryius Thomas for one more year in 2019 and maybe a healthy Will Fuller / Kiki QT. And then you can get pretty excited. They still need some help in the secondary. Somebody suggested I go as the Asian Barry imposter.
That's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea at all.
You could peddle
actually.
T-shirts on the side just in case it was.
Just in case
the other
that
guy.
I could be the fat Hispanic Barry imposter.
Yes.
Barry, I'm going to post on your Facebook and Twitter on how to get $1,500 in gold on Red Dead Redemption 2. And I'm all for that. You send it right away. Send it. Please send it. Also, could you tell me how to avoid getting killed by a sheep or a ram in the middle of my camp? Because that would be great, too. They're saying the Texans are going after Philip Dorsett, which I called BS.
I heard that too. I just don't know.
They just got Demaryius Thomas. Why would they do that?
And what are they going to give him for?
It's a good point too, because they're trying to recover draft picks now too.
Not that I'm saying it's not going to happen. I'm just saying how is that going
to
work?
According to Zach Cox of New England Entertainment Sports Network.
Can he say that?
NESN.
Yes, he can.
Co-host of the Patriots podcast on NESN.
Oh, he's official then.
He's got a blue check mark, which is more than I can
say
for me.
That's where I was going next. Yeah.
Yeah. Even after adding Demaryius Thomas, the Texans are still considering trading for Philip Dorsett per rap sheet. So
I'm with you on the fact that of the areas of concern for me, different from you, I would have gone to receiver first simply because I just didn't think any team was going to offer up the kind of lineman that you need here. But right after they got a receiver, instead of going for another one, they need to go right to the secondary. I think if they can add another defensive back, whether it be a safety or a corner, it can only help them because they're just, first of all, some guys couldn't play before they got hurt, and other guys were just plain hurt and dinged up to where they could use the help.
Yeah.
I mean, you're lucky that Kareem Jackson, who was a corner, went to play safety and came back to play corner, has helped you out. But you look at Webster, you look at Colvin, you look at all the injuries that have just, I mean, Webster played two plays and he was put on IR, you know, I mean, and they brought him in late.
Yep.
So that's a concern. Seriously, this is the first step, but it's not the last step. If you really want to see where their heads are at and how serious they are about trying to make a run this year, they're not done. They're going to use these last couple hours to try and explore some things in the secondary and where they have weakness right now. And maybe they do find alignment, maybe they don't. But if they don't, I think adding at least one extra guy in the secondary can only help.
I would be curious to see how many picks they have left as well.
That's a good point. Because you don't want to give up too much because, you said, they're trying to recoup them.
So looking at 2019, they have one first rounder. Their second rounder, they have one second round pick. From the Seahawks. That was during the Dwayne Brown trade. Mm-hmm. It looks like. Then they have, one in each round after that. So, okay. Right. Maybe, I might be looking at that wrong. They may have two picks in the second round.
Okay.
Yep. So, there you go. Let's take Patrick's call real quick. I don't want to miss him before we get any further. Patrick wants to talk about the Demaryius Thomas trade. Patrick, what's up?
What's up, guys? Listen, I do want to talk to Demaryius Thomas and another trade that I would like to see the Houston Texans do. But I first want to tell you that I listen to your show every day, and you guys, your humor, your knowledge for all the sports you talk about, and your overall show really has inspired me and given me the motivation that I'm happy to say I just got my own sports talk radio show here in town. So thank you. Thank you for all that.
Congratulations,
so Demaryius Thomas. Thank you. Demaryius Thomas, I think he's going to be great for you guys.
I think he hasn't had a quarterback to throw to him. I mean, when he was with Manning, he looked great. And I know he was younger, and he probably lost a little bit of a step. But with Deshaun Watson, I think he fills that hole really, really well. And if you can't get secondary help, and I was thinking maybe Landon Collins out of New York, that would be great. What do you think about trading for Jordan Howard and getting a legit running back in your backfield?
Hey, Patrick, where's your show at? Where's your show on?
It's KPFT 90.1 FM. I'm going to start out in HD2, and then if I get enough listenership, they'll consider moving me to FM.
Man, congratulations to you, bud. I'm glad you you did that. That's cool. Good for you.
Thank you very much. And it's really a lot due to listening to your show. And hearing how knowledgeable and how much you guys get along.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Nick, take that.
Yeah. See, and you said we hated each other. Not all the time.
We said that too.
Did we? Oh yeah, we did.
That's when we started.
Appreciate the call, Patrick. As far as secondary, I don't know. I need to look at a list of who's out there. You specifically
I
were
Landon right
Collins.
Now, there's two guys that he mentioned that just aren't going anywhere because the Bears like their two-headed backfield, and Howard is a big part of that. So I don't think he's going anywhere. And of all the things that the Giants are trying to do, they're trying to add good quality young talent like they have with Barkley and OBJ. On the defensive side of the ball, the best overall defensive player that they have is Landon Collins. Every team in the league would love to have that guy. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, you don't think they're – I'm with you. I don't know. I think that they think they're just a piece away or two.
The Giants?
So so they're not going to – I mean, they
– which is ridiculous.
I think that they feel like if they
right.
had a better quarterback, if they had a good – quarterback, maybe even just a service, because Eli hasn't even been
could
serviceable.
Tyrod Taylor take him there?
No, but I'm thinking
as a stopgap.
No, I think that if they feel like if they could get their franchise quarterback in the draft, because they're going to be drafting really high this year, then maybe that's their
but
that's,
I'm saying
because they have a nucleus. They have Barkley, they have OBJ, they have Shepard. I think their defense, you know, could use
a
little bit of help.
They spent a lot of money on the defense
and the offensive line.
And the offensive line, yeah. And it just hasn't panned out for them. But I will say this. My question asking you that is because Tyrod Taylor was able to take a Buffalo Bills team to the playoffs a year ago, and then they still were able to draft Allen. If you don't have the rare occurrence that you have this year with a Darnold and a Baker Mayfield that have been excelling and got thrown into the fire right away and they're doing some things – you could get a Tyrod Taylor to get you over the hump and still draft that kid, whether it be Herbert or Oregon or whoever you take. And if he's not that kind of quarterback like Darnold and Mayfield, he needs a little seasoning. You got a guy that can at least let you compete.
Yeah, but
because the other thing is he's also mobile, which Eli is not. And again, like we're talking about with Watson, you can make a subpar offensive line look better with a guy that can get out of the pocket and run a little bit, use your legs. Eli can't do that. Taylor could do that for you, extend some plays, maybe give that team, you know, just a stopgap bridge until they get the quarterback they draft ready.
I suppose.
Yeah.
It's a good point. So I was looking at, there's this one article that says the Giants are going to tear it all down. But here's the thing. If you have, this is who they say that the Giants are looking to trade. Beckham, Landon Collins, Janoris Jenkins, Eli Manning. If you have all of those pieces, aren't you just a guy? You're just a quarterback away. I mean,
well, they're close. Although Janoris Jenkins is on the block too, because the guy that self-proclaimed himself Jackrabbit, and that's what he wanted to be called.
But they've already
has
traded Harrison
his
and
doors
Apple.
Blown off.
They traded Eli Apple. Yeah. I mean,
he was a bad apple too.
Yeah, he wasn't great. I don't know. The Giants are such an enigma. At 1-6, I feel like I would hang on, get me a QB, and then see what happens.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
But apparently, according to other people, they're looking to tear it all down. I feel like you're closer than you are further away from being good. You're a bad quarterback.
But here's the thing, Barry. Kind of like the
or
Texans.
Bad quarterback play.
In that division, you're not that bad from being
that's
competitive.
True. That's true.
So that's something you take into consideration. And like I said, no poo-pooing on Patrick, but Landon Collins is a guy that the entire league is high on. They'd be stupid to trade him.
Yeah.
But there are other guys out there. All right, we're just getting rolling. It's still hour number one of the three-hour show. Plenty of time for you to get off your chest what you've had on your mind. HR&P Listener Line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
first down to the first bite. ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Just tuning in, Demaryius Thomas is now a member of your Houston Texans. Golden Tate, a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. And we still have over an hour left at the NFL trade deadline approaches. Good stuff happening around football and helps us do the kind of work that we like to do to inspire Patrick.
Yes.
And others.
I agree. Joseph Martinez tagged us on a tweet that says, Jeff Howe suggested that the Texans have actually called about Philip Dorsett, but there's seems to be no progress made on that trade. So they're still inquiring. Apparently they're not happy enough with two top 30. Would you say Thomas ranks inside the top 30?
I don't know that I'd say he does anymore. Obviously he once was.
Okay.
But again, a lot of it you have, and look, here's the thing. I'm not gonna crap over Case Keenum.
I would say he is.
Trevor Siemian was the quarterback before that.
Yeah.
So Case Keenum is doing his job. He didn't get a long term deal. And yet, you look at the numbers, and everybody, because they're having a less than stellar season, they want to blame Case Keenum. But if you look at his numbers and the lack of interceptions and the yards are up there, he's not bad. But when you go, you know, when you've played your career with a Peyton Manning, when you've done the things that he's done too, he doesn't want to be part of the growth process and growing pains again. He wants to be with a winning team. And obviously, a team in first place that has a dynamic quarterback like Watson is more attractive for him as well. And you might see him really kind of, this might be a kick in the ass that says, hey, I'm going to give it one last push. Are you going to see me rejuvenate the rest of my career because I'm excited?
You said maybe not anymore in a top 30, right?
All right.
Well, think about the fact that every team probably has a one. I mean, not probably. Every team has a one and a two. There's 32 teams.
Yeah.
Would you say that he is better than some teams' number one receivers?
Oh, sure, because there's some pretty crappy teams out there.
Okay, now maybe not as well. So you're saying he's not as good as some teams' number two receivers?
Do you think he's better than the Cowboys' number one?
Than
before,
Cooper?
Before Cooper.
Before the Cooper trade?
Yes. Before and after.
It's harder to say with
Some
Cooper.
People embrace the criteria on his resume, and other people say, what's he got left in the tank?
Yeah, I will say this. At least they didn't overpay for him like the Cowboys did, overpaid for Amari Cooper.
Right.
Because we're getting all those tweets that are like, ugh, boy. How do you feel if you're a Cowboys fan right now when you see that the Texans got Demaryius Thomas for a mid-rounder and Amari Cooper, they spent a first-rounder on him, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. They certainly did.
That stings a little bit. I would say, yes, he's better than Cooper. So I think but that's just me.
Jacksonville.
Okay.
Another team where kind of young and have some talent, but do they have a receiver that's better than Demaryius Thomas? I don't think so.
No. That's why I say he probably is a top 30 receiver still.
Okay. And I like it. I'm with you because it's the same way you use the analogies when rating the offensive linemen and looking at the fact that there are two tackles on everybody's roster that are starting, regardless of how good they are.
Yeah.
And so, if your tackle is rated in, you know, less than, what, 64... Bad sign. And he's starting for you. That's a bad sign. And that's what happened with the Texans.
Yep. I'm trying to catch up on Twitter, but El Jefe was implying that Patrick was on 610 and that they're struggling for host. No. And Steve-O wants me to go dressed as Josh Ennis.
I like that idea.
I think Trey should. I really do.
That's not a bad idea.
And he was critical of him, so I think Trey should.
That's not a bad idea. That Trey should dress as Josh Ennis.
Do a segment?
I didn't go that far.
Somebody on the text line suggested that we dress up as the Blitz.
That's a dumb idea. I mean, that's just something that shouldn't. I mean, that shouldn't even be.
We would
thought
never
of again.
Do that in a million years.
Never.
By the way, did you
hold
see the
us
final?
To it.
Did you see the final cut?
No, not the final.
Really
cut.
Good.
I had seen
really
close
good.
To it, but not the final.
All texting, no tweeting. Said I'm also going to start my own radio show because you guys suck. And if you all can do it, anyone can. Just kidding. Of course, y'all are the best show in Houston. Appreciate you. All texting, no tweeting.
Yes.
For telling the truth for once.
AT&T. See what he did there? All texting, no tweeting. AT&T.
Pretty oh, good look at you.
Now that is
now,
a pretty good
nickname
right there.
I'd rather say AT&T as opposed to having to say all texting, no tweeting. Because
yeah,
that's just
AT&T.
Way too long
way
for
quicker.
A nickname. Yeah.
Boom. You're welcome.
I haven't been keeping up with the Texans, but how's the Honey Badger doing? He's still good.
He's good.
Yeah, he's still good.
And Nick and I were talking about this. He might have fluked into an interception, but he's not there to be a guy that's getting
interceptions.
You know what? He's there to be delivering the wood, dropping some people when they come across the middle.
Well, you didn't have to make it sexual. He's you know what, when you luck into an interception, that means you were in the right spot.
Yeah,
that means you were in the right place.
Football
to make a
IQ,
play.
He yep. knows where to be on defense.
But in terms of being IQ. Exactly what they needed him to be, he has done that and more.
Yep, I'm with you.
So yeah, definitely a guy that you should be happy he's on your squad and hope he comes back because he's only on a 1 year deal.
Amen.
Only 1 hour and 8 minutes left to the trade deadline. So, again, names are being shopped out there. Deals are being discussed. Already a very fruitful deadline, regardless of what happens in the final hour. We are used to, and we've talked about this in the past, we're used to big names being traded in the NBA and in baseball, with baseball having two, really, deadlines to have players moved. But the fact that already in this trade deadline season, there's been so many names. So we just talked about three of them just at the receiver position. But you look at, you know, Snacks, the defensive tackle from the Giants, going after Eli Apple went in New York. So you go over and over and look and say, man, I mean, this has been fun to see teams that are active and people that are willing to pull the trigger and try to make a difference in their team.
Yeah, you always wondered in the past why teams would sit pat on trade deadline with opportunities, and the NFL has always been like that. Now, in the last couple of years, I think I went over a list a couple of weeks ago or last week about some big names that got moved at the trade deadline last year. Remember, the Texans were part of that and moving Dwayne Brown
yep.
to the Seahawks. So there's moves that'll get made, and it seems like the NFL is coming around the last couple of years, so that's good. But it's still never going to be, I don't
but
think it'll
right.
ever be as active.
At least there are general managers that are throwing caution to the wind and not being hyper-conservative.
Yep.
Stop worrying about what your future may or may not turn out to look like. This goes back to AJ's philosophy on trading a prospect for, you know, an already proven player in baseball. Same thing applies in football. Sometimes you just got to go for it. You're not going to be the Florida Marlins. Go for it 1 year and have a fire sale the next, and then just, you know, hope to financially stay afloat. But at the same time, there are times, and Texans fans are tired of 9-7 and a division yep. win and then a playoff loss, and then your season's over. And football is too big and too important in this community to continue to watch that or worse. So when you got a chance, and it was very unlikely this year that anyone would have thought when you started 0-3 that you'd be atop the division and talking playoffs, but
man,
because you are.
I had them dead in the water.
Yeah, load up and go.
Anytime you talk about the Cowboys in a negative light, Dustin is sources gets upset.
He not is just a, on Cowboys, but that
well,
may lead
true.
The way. Yeah,
on
yeah,
Christians as well.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
But he said if Dallas was going to take a wide receiver in the first round of 2019, but instead traded for a wide receiver one with that first round pick, who is ready to play now, is it really overpaying? Yes, because if you could have traded your third round pick and got Amari Cooper, you still could have drafted a one in the first round. Because then you would have a better receiver. So, yes, you still overpaid. Giving up a first-round pick for a guy that you could have got for a third-round pick, regardless of what you would have done with the pick, is overpaying. Period.
Oh, and here's another way to look at that, too. If you were getting Amari Cooper and the potential that he had when he was drafted where he was drafted, then you could say it's worth it. But because you're getting a guy that after 1 year in the league fell way off, and you can't really blame the quarterback because he had a quarterback that made the Pro Bowl
yeah.
that was signed to a long-term extension, which means he can play. He's got a lot to prove. And if you think that it was worth
Michael
it
Crabtree.
For a one, that's fine. But at the same time, there weren't a whole lot of teams that were knocking down their door offering that yeah. high of a pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yes, you still overpaid. I'm sorry.
He could still work out because, again, scenery, change of scenery, and, you know, knows that the whole team is relying on him and treating him like the wide receiver one he wants to be, then maybe it sparks something and lights a fire under his ass. But for where he was drafted and what was expected.
But you can't tell me if you're the Cowboys. The reason that, yes, you still overpaid is because you could have had Tate for a three, or
but you don't know if he Demaryius was available Thomas. At that time.
But I'm saying, yeah. Well, I'm sure they called around.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe I mean, at Demaryius that Thomas time, has been a rumor for a while. But now with the deadline approaching, people's general managers start laying the smoke signals out there. Hey, so and so is going to be available. But maybe a week or so they weren't. A week or so earlier they weren't available. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, I think they probably pulled the trigger too soon. I mean, that's being shown right now because receivers are going for third and fourth round picks. Good receivers are going for third. And I'm not suggesting that Amari Cooper is bad. He's not great. He's not what he was. He hasn't lived up to his hype or his potential. And I don't think he's as good as Golden Tate or Demaryius Thomas at this point. So, yeah, you definitely overpaid for a guy that's not even as good as the other two teams that went out, or the other two receivers that the Texans and the Eagles got for less. Sorry, I don't want to burst your bubble. You know where you don't overpay?
Not me.
No?
You know where I'm bursting my bubble.
Okay. No, I meant
Dustin's.
Yeah.
He has sources. Keep that in mind.
He is all the sources. Guys, Vortex Ride and Rumble program. You got to get in on this, man. The Thanksgiving holidays are approaching us, and I want you guys to be able to eat what you want. And the best way to do that is get in the gym a little bit ahead of time, get some workouts in. That way, when it's time to eat and eat whatever you want, you're not going to feel as guilty. Then you got a place to go work it off when you're done. That's what Vortex offers you. It's a great workout, man. Those Ride and Rumble classes are fantastic. They're full body workouts. They take 45 minutes, so they don't eat up a lot of your time. You burn a ton of calories. You can burn 500-600 calories easily when doing these. And I don't even burn that if I go run 2, 3, 4 miles sometimes. So get these workouts in. You have a good time doing it. The instructors are fantastic. They're motivating. One of my favorite parts of the Rumble class is there's a point where Trey on Tuesdays where you'll be doing that class and you do sit-ups, and he motivates you in such a way. I don't even want to spoil it for you, but what he does, it's my favorite part of the class because it's the most motivating thing that I've heard in a gym, the way that he does it. You got to find out for yourself because it's absolutely a great workout. Vortex has the only three-level cycling studio in the city of Houston. They got 48 bikes in total. So there's always going to be a bike available for you. You can schedule all this online, morning and afternoon classes. And it's a fancy studio, but the prices aren't fancy, man. You can get a class, $25 for either a spin or a rumble class. You can get a unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week for $40 to try it all out. Then when you sign up, you can get an unlimited ride or rumble membership for $195 per month. You can get more information online at vortextexas.com. That's vortextexas.com, or call them 281-501-3094. Whatever you do, get out there, ride, rumble, refuel at Vortex.
ESPN 97.5.